In this bulletin, New South Wales to trial a 7-day-long home quarantine pilot program. Tradies protest tighter COVID-19 restrictions in Victoria. And in sport, international travel restrictions force Australian hockey teams to withdraw from upcoming tournaments. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Fully vaccinated, returning travellers and air crew are to take part in a trial of home quarantine in New South Wales. Around 175 people who've received both doses of a vaccine approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration will be selected to take part. The quarantine period will be cut from 14 days to 7, and compliance will be tracked by an app with geolocation and facial recognition technology. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the trial, run by the state and federal governments, will be used to inform future home quarantine programs for the rest of the country.
Nothing would give us greater joy than having our hotels return to tourists. We should all be thinking about how we transition, how we move to the new system. And obviously, as we're approaching the 70% double dose and as we're approaching the 80% double dose, we want to make sure we have all this in place.
And New South Wales has recorded another 1,284 new locally acquired COVID-19 infections. A further 12 people have died from the virus in the state. Two women in their 20s are among the latest victims. Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Marion Gale says two people in Western Sydney died at their homes.
A man in his 50s and a woman in her 80s died at their homes, and their COVID-19 infections were diagnosed after their death. And neither of these individuals was vaccinated.
The head of Victoria's COVID-19 response has criticised construction workers for blocking the streets of Melbourne in protest against new restrictions placed on tea rooms. Dozens of workers set up chairs and tables in the middle of streets in the CBD for their morning break, forcing the cancellation of some trams. From Saturday, tea rooms at sites must be shut and food and drink can no longer be consumed indoors, while travel between Melbourne and the regions for construction work will be banned. The state's recorded 510 new virus cases, and COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymer says there's a significant risk of transmission in tea rooms.
I think we all need to be a little bit humble on this and recognise the privileges that those of us who are still able to work get. And if it means you can't sit next to your mates while you're having a sandwich, that doesn't seem to be a huge burden to bear.
The ACT has recorded a jump in COVID-19 infections, with 30 new locally acquired cases detected. Of those, 19 have been linked. Only 12 were in quarantine during their entire infectious period. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the daily case number isn't good.
Today serves as a timely reminder that every time you are out in the community and you are close to other people, there is a risk that you will become infected, whether you are vaccinated or not.
Ahead of a statewide vaccination blitz this weekend, Queensland has recorded one new local case of coronavirus. The case has been linked to Brisbane's Sunnybank cluster. Authorities say the person was in home quarantine and the case poses no risk. Health Minister Yvette Dath has urged Queenslanders aged 12 and over to get vaccinated this weekend at 38 community hubs that will be accepting walk-ins.
We know people want to get vaccinated, but there's some who haven't yet. So come out and get vaccinated. We also know our GPs and our community pharmacies are also stepping up and trying to get vaccine out the door as quickly as possible.
New Zealand has extended its suspension of quarantine-free travel with Australia for another 8 weeks. Deputy Prime Minister Grant Robertson says New Zealand will next review the Trans-Tasman travel bubble arrangement in mid-November. He says the infectious nature of the Delta variant led to the decision. In sport, and international travel restrictions have forced Hockey Australia to withdraw Australian teams from a number of upcoming tournaments. The Kookaburras and Hockey Roos are out of next month's Pro League. Australian teams have also been forced to withdraw from Junior World Cup tournaments later this year, the Indoor World Cup and the Masters event next February. They hope to send the Hockey Roos to the Senior Women's World Cup in Spain and the Netherlands in July next year. The Kookaburras and Hockey Lucky Roos will also be part of the Australian Commonwealth Games team that will head to Birmingham in England next July and August. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, there'll be a shower or two developing, an expected top of 20 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, showers and 16. Hobart, also a shower or two and 16 degrees. Canberra, showers, 17. In Wollongong and Sydney, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 26. Newcastle, also partly cloudy, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And in Darwin, it'll be a sunny day with an expected top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.